Thank you. Okay, welcome everybody. We just got day one under our belt in a kind of a crisp, nice fashion. These first 2 days, I think these rules are good. It's a little bit hard sometimes because of the enthusiasm always for the first day is at the high level, and you've got to really pull them back on the physical part of it. You know, we don't have shoulder pads on, so you don't want the big collisions. You've got to practice appropriately when you're in the trenches. You've got to be careful down the field, but I think it's still good to break in like this and get a little bit of a foundation before we put more gear on.
Questions? Hey, Coach, I noticed
DeMornay
Pearson-Elwood
out there. DeMornay is at his sister's wedding. You know, this was planned, obviously, a long time ago, and it was actually, it was going to work out fine in our original schedule until the rules were changed and practices moved back a little bit. So I anticipate him back for tomorrow's work.
Mike, what's the biggest thing you want to see out of your young corners, Lamar, Eric, and DiCaprio?
I think that probably as we go forward with the corners, they're all young, and their experience isn't big, but they are talented and they are smart. So what we'll just be looking for immediately is being sound. You know, just being real smart. I think that that's going to be the way that they give everybody the trust that everybody needs for them to play, is that they understand their assignment, they understand what they have to take away at their position, and then that they are really sound down the field.
Mike, what's the thought process on Clue at safety? Is that where that's going to stay, do you think?
You know, we understand we have a little bit of versatility there with Josh. His experience at corner is good. We have been excited about his fit at safety, what he brings in that area. So we like that look, and we are hesitant to move it, you know. And we feel like with three guys right now, when you're talking about Lamar, Eric Lee, and Boodle, that we will have those guys and see who else breaks into it that are sound, smart, good football players. So that's our first option, obviously.
What do you have that nickel, Coach, right now? With the nickel?
Well, we're working through all that as we go. You know, that they're, you know, I remember the day when I coached the 3-4 in the Canadian League, and we didn't have many players on our roster, and the backup players, you know, were not quite the same. So we didn't go nickel. We would rather keep Tyrone Jones on the field than to have some other guy come in the game. So I'm not saying we will not do that, but we have to be very thoughtful about that as we go into it.
How do you think the offense looked today, throwing the ball around? And then also, how do you think three top backs?
You know, I was impressed with the backs first. I think that they're all in good shape. It appeared to me, Sam, like it was all kind of workmanlike with those backs. They went in, did their job, they look good. They're all physically prepared, I think, at probably the highest level of their lives. I think they're all ready to go. And I also just had some glimpses of Jalen Bradley athletically. I was impressed with that. So I think that room is rising as far as what we might could get out of them, and I'm excited about it. And then I think it's a pretty good sign. If you're asking just a question about the offense, I feel somewhat the same on defense, but I think the execution of the foundation of what we put in today, we put in, you know, really parts of about two or three different series offensively, and I thought it was pretty smooth. It was pretty clean, and we were able to function on a pretty extensive team period and a pretty extensive interaction past skeleton period. So I thought that was pretty good.
Safety or move back to corner. Have you had that conversation yet?
Because we haven't moved him, we haven't had to, or even wanted to have that conversation yet. We are, like I said, we have some versatility with him, and that's a real bonus for us right now. But we like the looks of him at our safety position.
Mike, is it year three? You've had a couple of recruiting cycles. New quarterbacks and question marks because of injury and so forth. But for going into year three, what's kind of your vision? Is this kind of is it a crucial year for this team to kind of get to the vision that you have for where you want to go?
Well, you know, I don't know. They're all crucial. They all feel crucial when you're in the middle of them. So I don't have to distinguish between all that. I think that our expectations are is to establish more of the football and get better at the football and obviously grow our culture of what we want this thing to look like, act like, be like, and to continue to recruit at the highest level that we can. I mean, you know, we all know the goals. We all know what has to be done that way. So we're just trying to kind of rise the boat all around the whole program, and I feel good about that.
Mike, any of those new true freshmen that joined the team this fall stand out to you?
Yeah, I think that I will reserve comment on that, but there was some that certainly did today.
Did you flip 99 little inside?
Way to go, Steve. Way to go. Huh?
Is that a
yeah.
situation?
You know, it's a late thought, and I think a good idea, and we will we'll continue to look at that. There will be movement naturally according to situations. Like, that might not be what it looks like on third down, but, you know, for good thought, there was some movement like that.
Is Khalil, could he play either of those still? Or
absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Khalil is, you know, it's with the background that he had at the nose, it also creates some versatility there. But you know, as far as a start, and as far as a start on normal situations, first and 10 between the 30-yard lines, it's a pretty good look and a good idea.
At the practice facility, whose idea were the banners? And
I've got to give that to DDD in working with our department. It was kind of a goal. What do you think? Yeah? Yeah.
What do you think?
I love it. Looks good. There's some stuff yet to come. You'll see it as we go. I don't want to let the cat out of the bag. I want you to be surprised when you see it.
Anything else?
Coach Riley, I know it's only the first day of training camp, but one of your biggest games is on the road against Oregon. Now, that was a big win last year for the Huskers. Just tell me, are you excited to go take them on again, and this time it being away, does that change any motivation or game plan?
I will be really, really excited, especially if we win the first game. That'll make that trip a lot better heading into it. So, I am so old-fashioned about that stuff that I'm going to make you mad. I'm just going to talk about our opener and our training camp, and we got a lot of great games ahead of us. Okay. Thank you all.
Yes, Coach.
Thank you.
All right, let's do our video here real quick. This guy.
Like, don't you know?